This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands and thousands of people rallied for a second day across Myanmar Sunday, denouncing last week's coup. Protesters are also demanding the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi in the biggest protest since the 2007 Saffron Revolution that helped lead to democratic reforms. On Sunday afternoon, the junta ended a day-long blockade of the internet that had further inflamed anger since the coup last Monday. There was no comment from the junta, and state-run television news carried no mention of the protests. 12 members of Somalia's security forces were killed and two others wounded on Sunday. The deaths following a powerful roadside explosion in the central state of Galmudug, according to officials. The attack occurred near the village of Eldere, 28 kilometers west of Dusamareb, during a security operation, according to those officials. Dusamareb is about 510 kilometers north of Mogadishu. The Al-Shabaab militant group claims responsibility. Officials say as many as 150 people are feared dead after a large piece of a Himalayan glacier in northern India broke off and slammed into a dam early Sunday. The disaster is flooding the Dauli Ganga River and forcing the evacuation of downstream villages. Authorities say at least 9 bodies have been recovered in the unfolding incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted on Twitter, "India stands with Uttarakhand and the nation prays for everyone's safety there." One resident who lives in one of the villages said in a Reuters interview that the flooding came very fast and there was no time to alert anyone. This is VOA News. Speaking Sunday in an interview with the media network CNN, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said American workers who earn $60,000 per year should receive stimulus checks as part of the White House's proposed coronavirus relief package. The White House has said it is open to negotiation on who should be eligible to receive the proposed $1,400 checks and has declined to specify where it thinks the income cutoff should be. If Congress approves the $1.9 trillion plan, Yellen said the country would get back to full employment next year. Otherwise, she said, unemployment would linger for years. Republicans on Capitol Hill have resisted the administration's COVID-19 relief plan, concerned it would unnecessarily increase the national debt following the $4 trillion aid Congress passed last year. The U.S. Senate will soon have to decide whether to convict former President Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection. The former president's impeachment trial begins on Tuesday, the first for a president who is no longer in office. Senators will sit at their desks and listen to hours of testimony about the violent mob of Trump supporters who laid siege to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The House impeached President Trump on January 13th, 1 week after the violence. Republicans and President Trump's lawyers argue that the trial is unnecessary and even unconstitutional because he is no longer the president and cannot be removed from office. While his acquittal is expected, all 100 senators will first have to sit at their desks and listen to hours of graphic testimony from House Democrats. Ecuadorians choose a new president on Sunday. Many voters are weary of painful economic austerity measures and eager for a return to socialism, encouraging left-wing candidate Andres Arauz, who hopes to win without needing a runoff vote. The 36-year-old economist, a protege of former President Rafael Correa, leads in polls on promises to make $1 billion in direct cash payments to families. His main rival, Guillermo Lasso, has been hurt by his image as a conservative banker, and pollsters say the possibility of low voter turnout due to the pandemic could dent his support. The Biden administration said on Saturday it was immediately suspending Trump-era asylum agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The announcement is part of a bid to undo his Republican predecessor's hardline immigration policies. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.